Chapter 7 Jesus and the Astrologers. A number of men come from the East. They are astrologers, people who claim to interpret the position of stars. While they were at home in the East, they saw a new star, and they have followed it hundreds of miles to Jerusalem. When the astrologers get to Jerusalem, they ask, "Where is the one born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when we were in the East, and we have come to do him obeisance." When King Herod at Jerusalem hears about this, he is very upset. So he calls the chief priests and asks where the Christ is to be born. Basing their reply on the scriptures, they answer, "In Bethlehem." At that, Herod has the astrologers brought to him and tells them, "Go make a careful search for the young child, and when you have found it, report back to me that I too may go and do it obeisance." But actually, Herod wants to find the child to kill him. After they leave, an amazing thing happens. The star they had seen when they were in the East travels ahead of them. Clearly, this is no ordinary star, but it has been specially provided to direct them. The astrologers keep following it until it stops right above the house where Joseph and Mary are staying. When the astrologers enter the house, they find Mary with her young child, Jesus. At that, they all bow down to him, and they take out of their bags gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Afterward, when they are about to return and tell Herod where the child is, they are warned by God in a dream not to do that. So they leave for their own country by another way. Who do you think provided the star that moved in the sky to guide the astrologers? Remember, the star did not guide them directly to Jesus in Bethlehem. Rather, they were led to Jerusalem, where they came in touch with King Herod, who wanted to kill Jesus. And he would have done so if God had not stepped in and warned the astrologers not to tell Herod where Jesus was. It was God's enemy, Satan the devil, who wanted Jesus killed, and he used that star to try to accomplish his purpose.